Your Childhood Memories Say About You, written by Dr. Kevin Lehman. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Tyndale House Publishers. I'm Chris Fabry. Dedication. Affectionately dedicated to my sister, Sally Lehman Chawl, who endured such things as me waking her up by dangling a juicy nightcrawler in front of her nose, and to my brother, Dr. John Jack E. Lehman Jr., whom I referred to as God when I was in junior high because he acted like God. Do you remember the time we took a bus to the Plaza, the archaic name for a mall, and went to the five-and-dime W.T. Grant store, which had a luncheonette in the back? When I looked at the menu, I really wanted a turkey sandwich, but that cost an exorbitant 80 cents, when hamburgers were only 20 cents and cheeseburgers 25 cents. I'll never forget your response, Sally. Kevin, get what you want. And you meant it. I couldn't help thinking, she must really love me. That's how you make me feel, even today, decades later. Jack, you pounded me many a day, but you also stuck up for me. I'll always remember you allowing me to wear your number 12 football jersey at school. That meant a great deal then, and it still does now, not to mention the 1965 Mustang convertible you gave me. You two are still my heroes, and I love you. Thanks for putting up with your last-born brother's antics through all the great growing-up years in western New York State. Acknowledgements. A special thanks to Dave Green for his research, editing, and great contributions behind the scenes. Introduction. Think back, way back. What's locked away in your mind? What are your earliest childhood memories? In all my years of private practice and in conversations following weekend seminars, I've asked people tens of thousands of questions about themselves, their relationships, and their families. I've probed parents about their greatest challenges in raising their kids, addressed corporate bigwigs about the psychology of doing business, and heard enough about married couples' sex lives to turn anyone's face seven shades of red. But of all the questions I've asked in those interactions, no single question gets minds working across the board like the one about early childhood memories. You see, the answers I receive from six-year-olds to seasoned CEOs earning six figures reveal more about the people answering than any other question. Why is that, you ask? Because those answers provide a priceless glimpse past all the facades and defenses, straight into the core of who a person is. They are a master key that unlocks all sorts of entries into what makes a person tick. All the money in the world can't buy what you can learn from your early childhood memories, just like spending years trying to figure yourself out can never uncover what you can learn by exploring those memories. Maybe you picked up this book because you're intrigued by what life-changing insights your seemingly mundane childhood memories might reveal about who you are. Perhaps you already have a few memories in mind, and you're wondering what they might have to say about you. If that describes you, read on, for this book is about precisely that, how your childhood memories reveal who you really are. Or you may be thinking, but Dr. Lehman, childhood was such a long time ago. What can random memories possibly have to say that would be of any value now that I'm a grown-up? Why dwell on the past when there's nothing I can do to change it? But what if your childhood memories aren't random? What if they are there for a reason? And what if understanding who you are, revealed through those memories, has everything to do with how you live in the present and how successfully you are able to take control of your future? If you don't listen to who you are, you may always find yourself reliving a history you'd rather not repeat. While you can't change your past, you can change the way you understand it and move forward in light of that understanding. Do that, and it will make all the difference.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?